Hummingbirds and fish. There's art everywhere on Calle Cante, leaning against walls and pedestrian walkways, stacked deep in little shops along with the Dominican Republic baseball caps and knickknacks. The canvases are small, medium, and large, but all seem to have been painted by the same pair of hands. Bolo's on a different street catches my eye, which is a good sign for a business that deals in tantalizing the eyes and tweaking the spirit. Outside by the gallery's front door are three colorful masks, and browsers can see quickly that there's space inside the gallery to stand back and look at the art and crafts sold inside. The gallery's featured artist this month, Amon Zar from Haiti, has displayed a series of self-portraits done in a pointless-like style with subtle girl colors. To counterbalance her glowing transcendence, there are colorful fish hung on an opposing wall, a hummingbird construction towards the back of the shop that draws me to it, and an entire bookcase full of quaint, colorful wood figures sitting on the edge of each bookshelf. The black saleswoman has music on, a glowing smile, and is gracious enough to let me take my time and just browse on a quiet afternoon in the middle of the week. I do wonder about an artist that does a show of self-portraits. Why would someone you don't know want to buy your self-portrait? Wouldn't they really want to just buy one of themselves?